You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with The New York Times and WGBH Boston Public Radio.
After more than 11 hours of deliberations, a federal jury has reached a verdict in the case of Boston Marathon bomber Jahar Tsarnaev. Tsarnaev has been found guilty on all 30 charges against him, some of which carry a possible capital punishment sentence. Joining me now from Boston, Adam Riley, reporter for WGBH News. Welcome, Adam.
Hey, Todd. Thank you.
Guilty on all 30 charges. None of that was unexpected, since Tsarnaev and his attorneys had indicated that he was owning up to all of these crimes. But let's go through some of the most important charges, because they have implications for later.
Actually, before we do that, let me just offer a slight note of dissent. We expected him to be found guilty on almost every charge against him, but the defense did contest a couple of key points. They tried to minimize his involvement in the murder of MIT police officer Sean Collier, and they also worked to cast his brother Tamerlan, who is deceased, as the lead bomb maker and the man who was driving the plot, which at least raised the possibility that in the case of the bomb that Tamerlan deposited, which killed a young woman named Crystal Campbell, that the jury might find Jahar not guilty of the charges involving that. But as it turns out, the jury was totally unswayed by those arguments.
So that's 30 guilty verdicts, including the two that you mentioned that were contested. 17 of those guilty verdicts carry the implication possible death penalty. Adam Riley, you were inside the courtroom for these verdicts. What was Jahar Tsarnaev's reaction? Did he have any visible reaction as these verdicts were read out?
His reaction was very muted, and I should say that he actually has been really impassive throughout this trial. I think there's a natural hunger to see some kind of display of emotion, some sort of engagement with the magnitude of what he's accused of doing. We have not seen that in the trial. We've seen, on occasion, things that sort of look like nervous tics. You know, he'll fiddle with his goatee or check to make sure his hair is in place, but that's been about it. Today, he did one thing that I found very interesting as all these guilty charges were read off. He stood, he was standing throughout this process, and he folded his arms tightly across his midsection in what, to my layperson's eye, looked like a sort of the kind of pose you adopt when you are seeking to protect yourself from something. In my days watching this trial, that's not body language I've seen him use before, but that was the extent of the reaction that we got from Tsarnaev when the findings were read.
And so this day in court is just the first of many to come, because now we move on to the sentencing phase. And really, that's why at this point many of these verdicts were so important. The jury now has instructions to remain a jury, not discuss the case, and they're going to be hearing evidence on the death penalty and the sentencing phase.
They'll be hearing evidence in particular involving the alleged influence of Tamerlan Tsarnaev, Jahar Tsarnaev's deceased older brother, on him. The defense's big theory of this case is that Jahar did participate in the marathon bombings. He deposited the bomb on Boylston Street that took the lives of Martin Richard and Lingzi Liu. But all along, they have said, Tamerlan was the one who took the lead here. Tamerlan drove the planning. Tamerlan drove the execution. So they essentially want to say, yes, he was a terrorist, but he was pushed into it by his domineering older sibling. The judge early on decided that the defense could not focus on that argument over the course of the guilt phase of the trial. It could come up on occasion, naturally, if they were presenting certain pieces of evidence, but they couldn't really focus on it until the sentencing phase. So in a way, it's almost like an entirely new trial will begin when the sentencing phase starts, which I should mention is not going to be for a couple days. I would add, I suppose, that he has not yet taken the stand. We wonder if he might take the stand in the sentencing phase.
Jahar Tsarnaev guilty on all 30 counts against him in the Boston Marathon bombing. Adam Riley of WGBH News was in the courtroom. Adam, thank you for the update.
Todd, thank you.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing.
Or politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.